guys to get your microphone over. Just hide it, hand your microphone, and we'll get the first can up here. We'll go ahead and get the Save Four post three and say over here to the over to my left. And in no particular order, let's have Ms. Hill, Mr. Lanza, Mr. Morgan, and Mr. Freeland all line up. And go in order again. You have 90 seconds to say your pitch. So Ms. Hill, I think you're the first one up, and then we'll go to Mr. Lanza, then Mr. Morgan, and then Mr. Freeland. So you would 90 seconds, and we'll have time over here to make sure everybody stays on task.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Ms. Hill, I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm so sorry. Okay. Ms. Hill.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. My name is Kelly Hill, and I am seeking to be your next state court judge of Division I, Post 3. That is our state court judge position. I have 25 years of legal experience that I would love to bring to the bench here in Cobb County. I mention my 25 years of experience because I want you to know I am not a stranger to the courtroom. I have civil experience and criminal experience, both of which would be the types of cases that would come before me as a judge on state court. I have taught younger attorneys as well as law enforcement throughout our state to practice law as well as participate in our judicial system. I am committed and dedicated to the integrity of our system. I've been in the trenches. I've been tapped to prosecute as the lead attorney some of the highest profile cases in our state, including the Fulton County Courthouse shooter, Brian Nichols. I was the lead prosecutor on that case. I want to bring my experience here to Cobb County. I absolutely want to make sure that we have a judicial system where there is justice for all. I want to make sure that there is integrity in that system. I want to make sure everyone is treated with respect. I want to run a courtroom that is full of personal and professional integrity. And I ask for your vote on November 24th. I'm in a contested race. There are five of us. Excuse me, on May 24th. Don't forget, in fact, early voting started on Monday. May 24th, I'm asking for your vote. There are five candidates in my race. I'm number one on the ballot, so I'm asking you to please vote for the candidate who is at the top of the hill, and that is Kelly Hill. Thank you very much.
Good evening. I'm Kristen Lanta. Luke Lanta is running for State Court Judge Post 3. He's my husband of 12 years, and we have two little girls. So you're going to have to forgive me because I have notes. You told me I need to make sure, but I'm going to do my best to just speak from the heart. Since I'm speaking to you, you probably gathered that Luke's not here with us tonight. And it's kind of a good insight into why he's not here, as what kind of a judge he'll be. Over a year ago, Luke made a commitment, which kept him from being here this evening. And that commitment is a public service that he's doing with the community. It is dedicated really to bettering the community that he's in. And while attending an event like this would obviously be in Luke's best personal interest, it would also mean that he had to break a commitment that he made to the community and those that he's serving in the community. And that's kind of the loyalty that you're going to see from Luke. Time and again, Luke has and will continue to put the people that he serves in front of his own best interest. Luke's an accomplished business attorney that has handled some of the most complex issues of our time. He's a dedicated community volunteer, and I know that many of you have worked with him as a community volunteer. His loyalty is what is going to set him apart. You know that you can trust Luke to protect the Constitution, the families, and our finances. And these are the things that he talks about, but he also does. And he's also been doing these long before he's asked for your vote. So on May 24th, I ask that you vote for Luke Lanta for State Court Judge Post 3.
Morgan?
Mr. Morgan is not here too.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the next person is Mr. Breland.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Chandler Breland. I'm asking for your vote for Cobb State Court Judge. I think Mr. Davis summed it up that we're here to improve the community, and that's what I want to do. My family has been in Cobb County for generations now. I've been living here since 1959, and I live over here in Powder Springs with my wife. I'm a former assistant district attorney. I served as a Cobb State Court law clerk for Judge Harris Adams. I worked for King and Spalding Law Firm in Atlanta before I went to law school. And while in law school, I worked as a law clerk for a Houston, Texas trial lawyer, Richard Racehorse Haynes, who was at that time named one of the top six trial lawyers in the country. I've also practiced law for 27 years almost this month. and I've done a lot of civil litigation. So I had the experience as a prosecutor prosecuting misdemeanor and felony cases as well as doing civil litigation. And I would like to use my experience to serve you, the people, as the next Cobb State Court judge. I would like to use my experience as a law clerk, having a bird's eye view of the cases and the way they are handled when I work for Judge Adams, to serve you as a Cobb State Court judge. I believe judges should listen to the people, listen to the lawyers, should be fair, have integrity, and have responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, good evening. My name is Leah Zammit. Like Ms. Hill, she's at the top of the ballot. I am Z and at the bottom of the ballot. So I ask you to look all the way through and to research all of us. There are four judges retiring this year, which is why there are so many of us on the ballot, why you see so many signs. And so it is a wonderful opportunity for Cobb County to have a little bit of say, a lot of say, in the next generation of judges that are going to be serving this community. We have a different community now than we did in 1959, 1960. I'm an outsider. I'm not from the South, if you can't tell. I was born in Detroit. I went to kindergarten in London, graduated high school in Tampa, did undergraduate in Washington, D.C., and went to law school at a place called Stetson in St. Pete, Florida. I have been in Cobb County since 2000. I have practiced civil litigation for 17 years, was a magistrate judge for 4 years. I am a single mom. I have worked my way through every step of the way. I want to work for you. I am dedicated to the integrity of the bench. I have concerns with the growth of Cobb County that we are not prepared to effectively manage the level of misdemeanor cases coming to the court and the level of civil litigation that the state court will handle. And I am strong, decisive, effective. I ask for your vote May 24th. Leah Zammit, thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, for our audience, those folks are state court judge candidates for post three, as you'll know.
These are the state court judge candidates for post four. That would be Jane Manning, Brendan Murphy, and Aaron Strimpan. Will you please come up?
Let me go first.
Sure.
Okay. Good evening. It's so nice to be here with all of you. My name is Jane Manning, and I'm running for state court judge, post four. And as Leah said, there is four open seats. That's four judges that are retiring with over 80 years of experience as walking off the bench in Cobb County January 1st. I bring 30 years of experience. I've been an attorney for 30 years, having gone to Emory undergraduate and Emory Law School. I've been a prosecutor in state court. That's where we do misdemeanors. I've been doing that for 15 years. It's my passion. I love what I do, and I want to continue my service as a state court judge. 65,000 criminal filings a year in state court. That's 90% of the caseload. There'll be very little in the criminal end that will surprise me, because I have such experience there, and I'm there every single day prosecuting misdemeanor crimes. But I'm also the only one in the race who's tried civil cases and criminal cases in state court. I've also taught police officers, prosecutors, and other attorneys in various areas of the law, and I also have extensive appellate experience arguing cases all the way up to the Georgia Supreme Court. So this is my passion, this is what I love to do, and I'd love to continue serving you as a state court judge. Thank you. Jane Manning, May 24th. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Brendan Murphy. I currently serve you as a senior assistant district attorney where I prosecute felony cases, tough cases like armed robberies and drug dealers. I'm also proud to work with our accountability courts, giving those with mental health issues and substance abuse issues a second chance at life. Before going to Superior Court, I was a prosecutor in state court, the court I'm running for. I ran a domestic violence court, helping women and children that have been abused in the home every day. I was also a lawyer in private practice. Let me tell you what kind of judge I'm going to be. I'm going to follow the law in every case. Judges need to follow the law. That starts on the bench. Second, I'm going to be a hard-working judge. The spot we're running for has 300 criminal cases ready to be tried. Some of those people are waiting in jail. You can't have people waiting in jail on misdemeanors without trying them. You need a judge that has a high level of criminal experience to get the job done. Finally, I'm going to be a tough but fair judge. A tough but fair judge is one that saves jail space for those that endanger the community, those that shoot up the community and spread poison to our children. It gives people a second chance that are struggling with substance abuse. That's the kind of judge I'm going to be. I ask for your vote and your support. Brendan Murphy, thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Aaron Strimban, and I'm proud to say that I have always called Cobb County home. I went to elementary school, middle school, high school here in Cobb. I went away to college. I went to University of Virginia, where I played on a tennis scholarship up there. After graduating from UVA, I wanted to come back home for law school, and I went to Georgia State. At Georgia State, that's where I met my wife. And when we graduated, we wanted to come back to Cobb County to start our careers and raise our family. That's what we did. I started working at a local law firm in Marietta where I was doing civil litigation. I gained an invaluable experience trying and practicing in state courts. But after 3 years, I had an opportunity to go out and start my own business. And that's what I did. I started my own law firm, and for the past 11 and a half years, I have been helping people. I understand the challenges that a small business faces. My business has been helping people. And I'm proud to say over the last 11 and a half years, I've made a difference in people's lives. I am passionate about helping people and solving complex problems. That's what I want to bring to the state court bench, and that's what makes me uniquely qualified to be your next Cobb County State Court judge. So on May 24th, I'm the one with the unusual name, Strimban. You probably never heard that name before. So my friends call me Strimmy, so remember Strimmy, May 24th. Thanks, everybody.